WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I'm your daily dose of calm, control, and courage, helping you navigate this wild ride called life. Today, we're tackling a beast that haunts almost all of us. Procrastination. Ever feel like the clock is ticking faster than a cheetah on espresso, but your motivation is stuck in slow motion? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can conquer this monster together. This isn't about becoming some superhuman productivity machine. It's about finding that sweet spot where you feel energized and focused, not overwhelmed and stressed. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't start by running a full distance, right? You build up gradually, step by step. Same with overcoming procrastination. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you slay this dragon. Number 1. Recognize your procrastination patterns. Are you a deadline dodger? Do you get lost in the rabbit hole of social media? Understanding your triggers is like knowing the enemy's weaknesses. Once you know what trips you up, you can start building defenses. Maybe it's setting aside specific time blocks for work, or using website blockers to stay on track. You're basically becoming a procrastination ninja, silently dismantling those distractions before they even have a chance to attack. Number 2. Break down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. It's like ordering a pizza. Who wants to tackle an entire pie at once? Nobody. But with individual slices, it feels way less daunting. Same goes for projects. Break them down into bite-sized pieces and celebrate each mini-victory along the way. This keeps you motivated and prevents that overwhelming feeling of I'll never finish this. You're basically celebrating your own progress as you go, which is a game changer. Number 3. Don't be afraid to start small. Sometimes the hardest part is just getting started. Remember that saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither was your masterpiece. Take those first few steps, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Just get the ball rolling. Once you're in motion, momentum takes over. It's like that first step on a hike. Once you're moving, you realize how beautiful the view is. You're basically building a foundation of success, brick by tiny brick. Number 4. Cultivate a growth mindset. We all have setbacks, but it's how we respond that matters. View challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, not as failures. Think of it like learning a new skill. There will be stumbles and fumbles along the way. But with persistence and practice, you'll eventually master it. You're basically leveling up your skills in real life, becoming a more resilient and adaptable version of yourself. And finally, number 5. Reward yourself for your accomplishments, big or small. This isn't about indulging in unhealthy habits. Think about things that genuinely bring you joy and relaxation. A good book, a walk in nature, a hot bath, whatever it is, make sure you celebrate those wins. You're basically giving yourself the high five you deserve. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you have a big presentation coming up. The deadline is looming, and that familiar feeling of dread creeps in. You know what needs to be done, but somehow, every time you try to focus, your mind wanders. You start scrolling through social media, cleaning your inbox, or even rearranging your desk. Seriously, who has time for that? Sound familiar? But here's the thing, you can break free from this procrastination trap. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Start by recognizing your pattern. Are you a social media rabbit hole dweller? Then, break down the presentation into smaller tasks. Research, outline, create slides. Set aside specific time blocks for each task and use website blockers to stay focused. Celebrate small victories along the way. Finish a slide? High five yourself. Write a paragraph of your outline. Boom. You're killing it. Don't forget to reward yourself when you complete those tasks. A short walk, a cup of tea, whatever helps you recharge and refocus. So remember this. Procrastination isn't a character flaw, it's a habit that can be broken. You have the power to create positive change in your life. Take small steps, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. You got this. Stay calm, stay controlled, and remember to keep that courage burning bright. Until tomorrow, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.